So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
At AM 750, WSB. It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. We've got so many things to do. I hope you'll join us this morning. Let me give you the telephone numbers. Write them down if you can. Put them in your telephone, whatever the case might be. We'd love to, for you to join us. Woman Williams will be here in just a little while. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750 locally and outside the Atlanta calling area and worldwide. It's 800-972-8255, translating to 800-WSB-TALK. And I'm here to tell you that this program is brought to you proudly every Saturday morning by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto Dealerships, Realtree, Fire Aid 2000, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, Stripling's General Store. I need to go there. I'm running out. Works Tools, Whitetail Institute, Rugged Ridge, all of your Jeep parts that you need, and the Governor's Gun Club, and gosh, I don't know what else. So you can listen to us at WSB Radio 750 and 95.5 on the SB Nation, that's Sports Broadcast Nation, from Houston and Dallas to Sacramento to Little Rock in St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Columbus, and all over the country. You can listen on O'Neill Outside and the Facebook page at O'Neill Outside. So, very appropriately, we have a lot of things to do. The Silent Hero, the Medal of Honor. We have the 10-gun safety rules, words of wisdom. We'll have an interview with a very interesting fellow at 4:40 this morning about getting children involved in the outdoors. And we'll talk about the book and so many other things. And you can make a part of the program if you like. It's 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. It's 30 seconds after the hour at 4:08. And I hope you're planning on joining us. It's going to be a wonderful weekend across the South. A little rain shower here and there, but that's okay. It makes everything nice and green. So, along with that, Karen Green, Brian Green, and the full engineering staff at WSB, and we'll okay, good morning, everyone. 12 after, I didn't get the right cue. I'm about to get it from Karen Green. The way this works, Karen and Brian are in Peachtree City, Georgia. Paul is engineering. He's at WSB down in Atlanta. And our little studio is on the side of the mountain here in North Georgia, close to Amicalola Falls. And we usually have some engineering occasionally we'll have some engineering difficulties transferring this sound all over the country. It goes from here at the cabin to WSB to Peachtree City to Houston, Texas, and then all over the country. It's kind of interesting, really. And Houston, Karen, is the one who engineered all this. And I think she's still on the line right now. I don't hear anything from her, but that's what adds mystery to the program. Are we airing or are we not airing? And, Paul, we are airing on WSB, are we not? Okay. All right, good. 13 after the hour, give you the telephone numbers, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And it's my pleasure to invite you, selfishly, to watch O'Neill Outside Television. T- today. I think it's this morning on Fox Sports Sun, which is the Fox Sports station throughout the state of Florida. It's tomorrow morning on Fox Sports Southeast. It's this morning on Pursuit Network and just stations all at Tuff TV and the Hunt Channel, and it goes on and on and on. And today on the show, Travis is hunting coyotes. And I think the shot that he made, of course, coyotes are a problem everywhere they are, but especially in Texas, there's plenty of them. I think the shot that he made was somewhere in the territory of about 500 yards with his Bergara B-14. He uses a Kona scope, and boy, that was zeroed, and you get to see that today on O'Neill Outside. Travis lives in Texas now. Be interested in that. He's a full-time whitetail guide and spring turkey guide, among editing the shows and producing the shows and shooting the shows and so forth. That's why you don't see him around here on the radio program or doing the radio program. O'Neill has to do everything. One of the things I don't want to forget, I did so last week at the four Horsetown stores, the greatest Western stores east of the Mississippi, and at Cherokee County Toyota, right there in Canton, next to 575 in Canton. I have some O'Neill Outside hats, signed O'Neill Outside fishing caps. And you can just go down there and ask for one at Horsetown and Cherokee County Toyota, and they'll give you a hat. That's easy, really. Woman Williams will be here in a little while. We'll have words of wisdom, I suppose, and we will have the radio prize package when we come back in at 25. One of the things that you might want to consider doing, I would appreciate it. I think you'll enjoy it more than anything. You don't do this sort of thing for me, is that you can go to O'Neill Outside homepage, O'NeillOutside.com or O'NeillOutside.net, and you can click on the book cover. Where's my book? Is it around here somewhere? There's a book around here somewhere. O'Neill Outside. It's a book that I wrote about my adventures, and it's really O'Neill Outside, people and places along the way. Those characters, those tournament fishermen, my hunting partners, hunting and fishing with my grandparents. You might find it interesting. I'm sure you will if you just give it a try. And you can go to O'Neill Outside, click on the book cover, and you'll be channeled right there so that you can purchase it. Thank you very much. And enjoy it. You can get it at Amazon.com. And there at Amazon, you'll see the reviews from other people who have purchased the book and read it. 17 after the hour on a Saturday morning. It's been raining up here for a week. Been raining all over the southeast for a week. We're way ahead on rainfall. And Gail was remarking last night, we just happened to be out kind of on the deck there for a moment, and she was talking about how she's tired of it raining, and we all are a little bit, but it won't take but about 8 or 10 days of dry weather that we'll be saying, I wish it would rain. But this part of the southeast, it rains a lot. Everything's green. One of the things that I remember about at what people would say about Atlanta, because I'm a native, Gail is a native, that when they got off the plane and toured the city or drove through the city, that Atlanta, up until about 15, 18 years ago, was basically a city in a forest. And it was, it is still to some degree, but not completely. Hey, let's talk to, I don't have a name here yet, but you'll get to it there in a minute, Paul. Oh, good, we're going to be back on radio here on the SB Nation. The Sports Broadcast Nation is a set of 126 radio affiliates all across the country. And it's all sports broadcast, SB, Sports Broadcast Nation. And O'Neill Outside is on SB Nation, Eastern Time, from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., just as it is on WSB. It's simulcast. And it's also on Facebook all at the same time. So let's talk to, I think it's Jim. Good morning, Jim. This is O'Neill. You're on the radio. Welcome. Jim, good morning. Have I got not pushing the right button, Paul? There he is, Jim. I'm hearing everything, Paul. Now I can see. What calls do you use to stop animals? What kind of calls? But I still can't hear Jim on the radio. Can we do that, Paul?
Okay.
Jim, are you there? You're on the radio, I think.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. You made it to the radio. I think.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, right. Good.
I hope
we finally got you.
I can't really hear you.
This is such an unusual multi-tiered engineering setup. Sometimes we will often have little technical problems from time to time. I know the rest of the audience really doesn't care, but we'll get it worked out. And just soon as I can hear Jim's voice, I'll have that conversation about what calls to use. It's 20 after. Boy, better get to them pretty soon. Jim, are you on the air, sir? Well, no, but I'll handle the question in any case. Maybe Jim is listening. I don't use many calls. Turkey calls, of course. That's the language between you and the wild turkey. You have to call. In that case, I still say that calling should be minimal. As far as deer calls, grunt calls, and so forth, I hear of and have used grunt calls before successfully. Usually if a deer is passing through, then I'll kind of stop him. I do not shoot at a running deer. I do not shoot at a walking deer. If the deer is not standing still, I will not take that shot. But I'll bleat or grunt or just simply mouth call a bleat sounding stop. Maybe you can even whistle. I mean, let's face it, the deer doesn't know. If he knew you were there, he wouldn't be there. A simple little whistle will stop him. So I'm a minimalist on calls, a very minimalist on calls, and it seems to be working so far. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. The calls are coming in now. It's 21 and a half after the hour. We're going to go to a break. Then we'll have the radio prize package along with the other calls that we've got lined up here when we return. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. Welcome back. 25 after the hour, you're listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And we're proud to have you on board. And right now, we're going to talk to Don. There's Don, and he's calling from?
Hey, you got me there?
Yes, I have, Don. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Don. I have you. And Paul will connect us there at the WSB studio or wherever. All right, Don, are you there, sir? Evidently not. Oh, well. I think he wanted a saltwater report. That's what it was given to me on the call screener board. Saltwater report? It's summertime. Time to go saltwater. It's much more stable environment than freshwater. The water temperatures don't change as much. They're more affected by the tides and the river currents and the estuaries that feed the salt water at the ports all over the country. I will tell you that it's my experience that, indeed, the number one inshore saltwater fishing destination on the coast of the United States is the general area where the Mississippi River dumps into the Gulf of Mexico, i.e. New Orleans and Barataria Bay. And the number one lodge there is Cajun Vista Lodge. And we'll get to that. So right now, we scooped up a bunch of big prizes here that we can give to everyone, and it's called the Radio Prize Package. We do it every Saturday morning, and I'm going to read you the list of prizes. The rules are the following. If you've ever won a Radio Prize Package, you can't win this one, and you have to be 18 years old or older. You can be older than 18. And here's the Radio Prize Package. You get I have to read it because it's close, a FireAid fire suppressor, a $25 Bass Pro Shop gift certificate, $10 Bojangles gift card, Swaggerty's Farm product. You get to get one of those at the store. DNR Rigs, a bottle of Big Green Egg barbecue sauce, a Real Tree hat and decal combo, Data Sport Forecaster, the latest edition of Angler Magazine, Dude Magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits. You need to have those around the house for the kids. Two packs of Bug Band wipes, a True Turn lure, a Roadrunner lure, a Thunder Chicken casting float by Martin Noble, Thorogood boots hat, and let's see what else is in there. That sounds like a lot to me. And here is your question, and Paul will be taking your calls. I'll get to Don in a moment. The question is, in O'Neill's book, the book called O'Neill Outside, a very eloquent and professional introduction was made. Not by me, but by a friend of mine, a fishing buddy. What's his name? Who wrote the introduction to O'Neill Outside, 65 Years in the Outdoors? And now maybe we'll give it a try here and see if we can talk to Don. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Captain, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good, good. We made it. What's happening with you?
Not bad. Been a little soggy over here. We've had 60 inches of rain so far this year, and annual rainfall is 57. So
you're already passing the year's total.
We have. So we've had sufficient, I think.
I believe so.
The water temperature offshore is still running low. We're in low 80s offshore. Normally this time of year, we're in the high 80s. So I don't know where that's coming from. But
well, all that fresh water maybe, huh?
Well, no, it's 42 miles offshore. So, it's just a low water temperature this year. So maybe that'll ward off some things that come off the shore of Africa this way. So
who knows?
But the fishing is still good. The bottom fishing is excellent. Kings, if you find the bait, you find the king. So, they're there.
They're easy enough. Let's see. The king and the wahoo and the sail, those are the three fastest fish in the sea, aren't they?
I think so. I think the wahoo is probably the fastest, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the territory of 60?
Say again?
Somewhere in the territory of 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, something like that. And I think the record for Carolina is 82 pounds, I think.
Wow, I can't imagine. 82-pounder at 60 miles an hour. Now, that'll take some line off a spool.
That'll do it. You need to have a lot on the spool to get one that big in. So.
Yeah, I know. One time.
Ross is coming over this Thursday.
Uh-huh, good.
I ordered one of your books from Amazon. Hope it'll be here. I'm going to give him that and see if I can trade him that for some deer meat he's bringing me.
Oh. Now, that's a first. My book is being traded for venison.
How about that?
That's good. I'm proud of that.
I got some deer that I feed corn over here just to be able to look at them.
Uh-huh.
But Mama won't let me shoot those, so Bambi can't go to the table. So.
Yeah, those are pets. You can't shoot pets.
Enjoy your show, and I'm glad you're doing good, Kevin.
Yeah, that's it's been kind of an adventure week, out last week.
I know you laid out last week. I called to talk to you, and you wasn't there. So.
Yeah, that's right. I had, let's see if I got time for this. Yes, I do. I picked up something really heavy. I picked up a concrete flower pot. A few 8 or 10 days ago, and big He-Man, strong boy O'Neill, I thought I could pick it up, and I did. But what I did was I ruptured a vertebrae in my back.
Wow.
And that pinched a nerve. And I got to tell you, my friend Don, that pain is at a new level. I never witnessed anything like that. But these smart people in the emergency room and the surgeon and the nurses and the other doctors and the rehab people have got me back.
Well, you know, all them days in the gym, thought you were still in the gym. So that's
well, yeah, it's that flower pot. I don't know, 260, 280, maybe.
Wow.
I should not have done it. I'm smarter than that, but I did it and it's done. But boy, they got some great drugs for you if you're hurt.
Yeah, they do that, and by the same token, that we've got some great doctors in this country. You know, they with what they do with the knees and all of that, you know, there's some great strides been made in the medical profession.
You betcha. Don, I'm glad you called. Say hello to Ross for me, and you guys have a great weekend.
We'll do it, Captain. Enjoy your show.
You bet. Thanks, pal. There we go. There goes Don. Hey, let's see. Let me give you the telephone numbers for the radio prize package, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And the question is, what's the man's name, the author, the writer's name that wrote the introduction to my book, O'Neill Outside? So right now, let's talk to Milton. Milton's calling on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Hey.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing lovely. Thank you.
How's your back doing?
I'm getting better every day. Thank you very much. Better
well,
every
that's
day.
That's good. You know.
Yeah.
That's good. I've had
day.
That back problem, too, before. You know, that ain't no fun. I don't believe I had it as bad as you do, though.
Well, I don't know if anybody did ever. I know I don't want to do it again.
You know, that's why I make my crabapple do all the heavy lifting.
I understand.
I don't want to end up that way. No, sir.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy,
you know,
boy.
I was thinking about you. You know, my favorite part of your show is when you do it part at the end about them heroes.
Oh, the silent heroes, uh-huh.
Yes, especially them war heroes, you know.
Oh, boy, yeah, the Medal of Honor.
You know, we had a couple of war heroes in the Crabapple family.
I didn't know that.
You know, I had a great-great uncle that was in the World War I, and he was over there in France.
I see.
And he ended up meeting a French woman and getting married over there and stayed over there. And they had a couple of kids. And then one of my great cousin, he grew up over there, and he ended up in the French Foreign Legion. He was a big wheel, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sure. He was a star. Lived in France all of his life.
I'll be darned.
He was a big landowner, too. His name was Don Perrier Crabapple.
Oh.
He was well known over there. Yes, sir.
I bet he was.
But I don't know if he ever won any medals or not, but now he was
I bet he was a heroic figure no matter what.
Well, he used to eat a lot of French toast. That's what they lived on.
I see.
Yeah, sure. But I enjoy that part of your show.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll certainly do that today, and I hope you'll be listening.
You know, I will. You know, now's the time if any folks have got any. I want to give you a little hunting tip if I could.
Please do.
But you know, deer season's going to be coming up here real soon. Now, bow season opens up next week here in this part of the country.
Right.
When you folks got any last-minute touch-up stuff they need to do to the deer stand, any trimming or anything, they need to get that stuff done where
that's
they don't.
That's exactly right. That's a good
tip. Lots of folks go out there a day or two before they're going to hunt, and they start chopping around and clomping around, you know. That's a bad thing to do. Then they complain because they didn't see nothing.
Right. Then you need to do that now, huh?
Yeah, sure. Them deer, sometimes, you know, you spook them out of there, they won't go back in there for 2 or 3 weeks sometimes.
Yes.
A big one won't. Now, some little ones will. But if you want to hunt a big buck or something, you need to get out there and get all your stomping around done and everything.
That's exactly right. That's a great tip, Milton.
Let that place go back to normal.
Yes. Yes. Well,
sure.
We'll be starting that ourselves just as soon as I recover. And I do appreciate the call and finally finding out more about your French family.
Stop by the jail.
I will do that too, Milton. Thanks for calling, sir.
Much obliged.
You bet. See you soon. Okay, we got to go to a break. It's 36 after the hour. We'll round up our answer to the radio prize package, then our interview at 4:40, and we'll be back. Almost 40 minutes after the hour, we've got some cleanup work to do. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, and the first thing we want to do is complete the radio prize package. And the question was, who wrote the introduction to my book, O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way? And Bob is calling from Speedway somewhere in Indiana. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Good, thank you. And the answer to my question is?
David Altman.
David Altman. He's a journalist and an outstanding writer, fisherman, and outdoorsman, and you are correct. And where are you calling from, Bob?
Speedway, Indiana.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Suburb of Indianapolis, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm within 5 blocks of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Very appropriately called Speedway, Indiana. Give us a couple of weeks to, we have your information, I presume.
I will give it to
Okay, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll get that to you, and give us a couple of weeks, and you got quite a prize package, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I'll put you back on hold if I can, and on hold. There we go. All right, let's I've asked someone to call this morning at about this time of day because I want him to tell us all about what he does, what his organization does. His name is Jeff Davis. Jeff, good morning. You're on the radio. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing, sir?
Just fine, thank you. I appreciate you getting up so early. Maybe it'll be purposeful for you to telephone and tell my audience what you and your organization does.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to do it. It's not too early at all. I appreciate the opportunity. And I'm an executive director for Truth in Nature, which is an outdoor ministry for young men from fatherless homes.
Okay.
And we use the outdoors as the backdrop, hunting, fishing, camping, you know, stuff like that to reach these young men and get them engaged. And then we establish a mentoring style relationship with them and walk through their life with them through their middle and high school years.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We enjoy it. We've got 8 locations across 5 states, and we're getting ready to open a couple new chapters, one right in Northeast Atlanta, right over in Tucker, and one down in Houma, Louisiana.
Well, I know people are listening and they're impressed with this. So that they can further their education and have an opportunity to be involved in whatever ways might be available. How shall they look you up on the internet, maybe?
Well, we've got a website at www.truthinnature.org, and we're also on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look up Truth in Nature.
Okay. Give these are surprise questions. We don't rehearse our interviews, but let me risk asking you to give me an example, if you will. Maybe just a young man's, maybe just his first name, that may have been involved in Truth in Nature. With what result? Can you?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, we're a Christian outdoor ministry, so we are faith based, but. We had a young man that started our programs 8 years ago. His name was Tanner, and he went through our program and wound up moving over to Texas. And after he graduated, and you know, these boys are fatherless; they don't have a father in their life. And so he was able to reconcile with his father. He made a decision to walk alongside the Lord, and then he moved to Michigan to be with his uncle. And this is kind of cool how the ministry comes full circle, because his uncle was able to opened a Truth in Nature chapter in Newberry, Michigan, just this past spring. And so we've just seen – we see stuff like that come full circle. These young men make positive decisions. He's now a part of the National Guard, mm-hmm. Army National Guard. And we were just able to walk alongside him and encourage him through his middle and high school years and just see him, you know, make a positive choice and go down that road. And We also got to see him catch his first striped bass on Lake Lanier. Oh. We also got to see him shoot his first deer out here in Carroll County. So we got to experience all that stuff too. But we got to experience the true life changes that come along with that too. And as you know, being in the outdoors is a great backdrop to mentor a young man.
Well, it's common when everybody takes the first step out of the truck, out of the back door, and they step into the woods, they're all exactly the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those bonds are made out there in the woods or on the lake or around a campfire or whatever. If you can get some young men that never really get the opportunity to interact with a male role model in their life, all of us can just think back to when we were able to do that, you know.
Indeed. And what a wonderful program. Jeff, I congratulate you. This is like poetry to me to hear about this.
Well, I appreciate it, O'Neill. We've been running since 2009, and my wife Carrie and I founded the organization then over in Dallas, Georgia, and we've seen the good Lord bless it. And as I said, we now have 8 chapters running in 5 different states, and we're in Louisiana, North Carolina, mm-hmm. South Carolina, Georgia, and Michigan. So if there's anybody out there that might want to start a chapter like this in their local community, we'd love to speak to them and just share about what our mission and vision is, and maybe they could reach some of the fatherless boys in their community as well.
Well, that will be the objective, and you just told, Jeff, 1 million people.
Well,
and so maybe you'll get some calls and some interest. I hope so.
Well, thank you, O'Neill. Again, y'all can reach us at truthandnature.org, and my contact information is right there on the website.
Mighty fine. Thanks for calling, mm-hmm. Jeff. Have a great weekend, pal.
Thanks, O'Neill. Appreciate the opportunity.
There mm-hmm. we go. Well, that's a good start. Let's see. It's 47 after the hour. Been holding on quite a while. I think this is Wade. Good morning, Wade. Where are you calling from, Wade? This is O'Neill.
Oh, no, I just got back from Carabel, Florida to my sweet Kentucky home bowling green.
I remember that call, and you were headed that way. How'd it turn out?
It was a working vacation, but I needed the relief for stress.
Good.
Look, I have to link to him because I want to donate in my mama's honor to that base. That's what he's doing, and I always brag on you for how you won't get the kids interested in it.
Okay.
And I got a little upset the other day. I can't solve everybody's problems on there, but I definitely try.
Yeah.
My girl Dana needed a new haircut and the outfit to get the job. Went down there and went to Kohl's and took great clips, and her little 4-year-old son set a little airplane to cut his hair. Mm-hmm. And then we got her outfit. Well, she got the job.
Good.
But I sent her a little. I forgot Lawson's birthday, and I sent him a little birthday money.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, what'd you get him? You know, she needed a little groceries, too, and I ain't supposed to brag about this kind of stuff, but what'd you get him? She got him a tablet.
Okay.
Not a fishing pole, not a BB gun. She got him a tablet.
That's okay, too.
I you have to ask Papa Gary. We had a little fun with me saying a tablet. Dad blamed for about a week. It don't matter. He got a birthday present. That's what matters.
That's what counts.
I'm very interested in what that man just said to you, because we just had a problem. I've been in the emergency room with Papa for the last 2 days. We had a little medical issue. We emergency room 2 different times.
Uh-huh.
And went to the first one. I sat in the truck. I shook up. Oh, now I'll give you. I was out there praying and about to run out of gas, and it was raining like the bad rain. So I drove around the corner to the gas station, got out, and these men were setting up. They do hope ministry for children.
Uh-huh.
And I got out, and they prayed with me over Gary. And I bought me a little necklace with a cross, and I got my little Deanna girlfriend a ring that spins with the Lord's Prayer on it.
Uh-huh.
So I come in the door and called you this morning, and bam, the Lord has just told me, wait, you can't go to work yet. You got to keep working for me.
Oh, there you are.
And I'm so glad to hear from you. I heard you down on your back last week. I missed you when I was down there. I had terrible telephone service.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had a little accident, but I'm well now. I'm getting better every day.
Well, my buddy Kyle and Leonard went to the GOM Festival. I told him to get me a hat with your name on it to me, and he said you wasn't there. So I know
right.
You were bad
no,
off
I didn't
if you
go
wasn't
there. I was in the bed last week for 3 days.
I'm not. I might fall asleep when the show's over today, boss.
Okay. right, listen, I'm glad you called.
46 there, I'm in a different time zone.
I'm glad you called, Wade. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. And you have a great weekend. And be in touch through my website, and I'll see if I can get you that hat.
If Papa wasn't asleep, I'd be looking at you on the computer. I got a kick out of learning how to watch you on the computer and talk to you on the phone.
Okay. You're all right, man. I'll see you soon, pal.
I miss you, man. Give me a shout out to my girl, Deanna, and I got to get her.
Okay.
Keep on from Rocco's, or I'm going to get my butt whooped.
Uh-oh, look out. I'll catch you later, pal. There we go. Let's see. It's 50 minutes after the hour. Now let's talk to, I can't quite see. Is it Jim? JP. Good morning, JP. This is O'Neill. Welcome.
Hey, O'Neill. Good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry. I missed out. I can't see this screen very well without my glasses, and I'm too lazy to pick them up. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, sir. I can't see you, but I'm on Facebook Live right now.
Okay,
and,
good.
And I really enjoy that, interacting with your other listeners and fans. And I can't see either, O'Neill. You and I had a rough week last week. I just want to share with you real quick what happened to me. It's nothing compared to what happened to you, but briefly and quickly, I got a skin cancer on my left cheek.
Uh-huh.
Just turned 61 last Sunday, and I've been in fishing and hunting all my life and the mm-hmm. beach, and I got a little spot on my left cheek and had it biopsied, and dadgone if they didn't put 32 stitches from my left eye down to below my lips.
Okay.
And the reason but they got it. That's the good news.
That's the good part.
This is the fifth cancer I've had, including testicular and non-Hodgkin lymphoma, uh-huh. blood cancer. But I beat them all.
And
all the glory to God and good nurses. But just want to give a quick warning to all my fishing buddies out there. Cover up your face. You mm-hmm. don't think it's ever going to happen to you. And by gosh, one little bump on my cheek turned into my face being split wide open. It's unreal. But the good news is it's cured. But please, y'all, cover up out there. Wear a hat.
That's
wear
right.
your sunscreen.
Don't
end up like JP.
The sun is not your friend.
No, sir.
It's not your friend. I had. JP, I had two of those myself. I had two melanomas myself, and they've extracted both of those. So we're still percolating, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got your same haircut too, and boy, their share off up there, you know, with the freezer thing they do in the dermatologist. But
yeah.
But anyway, I know you got a break coming up, and just want to tell everybody that you never know when it can hit, and get those little bumps and little red marks checked out, because it could save your life.
Absolutely, and they do when they find one, and your life has been saved, as has mine.
Yes, sir.
You bet. Thanks for calling, my good friend.
And good nurses and good doctors.
You betcha. Have a great weekend, my friend. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. 404-872-0750 locally and 800-972-8255 nationwide. We've got to go to a break here in about 10 seconds. Welcome to the program, everyone. If you are a new listener, this is O'Neill Outside. 2 hours. Every Saturday morning on WSB and the SB Nation Radio and Facebook and lots of other places soon. We'll be back.
Song, song of the South.
Welcome back. It's 57 after the hour. We're about to close out the first hour of O'Neill Outside, but let's do that by speaking to Richard, calling from West Virginia. Good morning, Richard. How are you this morning?
Well, we ask how you are. You talk about medical problems. As soon as I get done talking to you, I got to head to the emergency room.
Uh-oh.
Because I got out of my car and shut the door, and what I did, I caught the end of the door on my leg, and it cut it up pretty good. and they put a bunch of bandages on, came back, they gave me Neosporin to put on. I put it on, and it's still leaking, so I got to go back there to find out if I have cellulitis. But besides that, I'm going to ask about this. You were talking, you had the DNR on there a few weeks ago talking about if you feed deer and then they don't get the food, you're not there, they become aggressive. I had that happen when I was down at the, just went into the Kroger store to meet my insurance representative, and while I was there, a flock of Canadian geese came walking right up to the boat of us, and they were very aggressive with them. He shoot them away, and they finally went away, but I'll tell you what, that could have been a dangerous situation with those things coming right up to you. Now, I wanted to grab one of them by the beak, but you can't grab a Canadian goose because they probably would slap you around. I know I used to grab ducks when they would do that, but you can't grab a Canadian geese. And I think that's a problem. When you feed them, they will become aggressive with you. So what that person from the DNR said, I think is 100% right.
Yes, indeed. Leave the animals on their own. And instead of feeding deer with corn or corn feeders, I suggest you put in food plots that will allow them to eat more naturally. And this year-round food plots for game and non-game animals. That's the way to approach it. And the Whitetail Institute is interesting because, to all my listeners out there, if you have questions about food plots, if you'll telephone the Whitetail Institute at 800-688-3030, there'll be a live person there to interview you as to where you live, what the soil content is, and what to plant and when to plant it. It's the greatest food plot bunch in the business. Richard, I got to go. Thanks for calling, my good friend. And I will see you next week, I hope. This is O'Neill. Another hour of O'Neill Outside.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.